As God very often will speak and minister to me through his word, I wrote and recorded this, for it was an answer to a cry of my heart concerning the internal conflict I often experience happening in me as well as around me. I know we all have our issues of our hearts, and we all are doing our best to fight the good fight of faith. But what is actually going on, God, was my question. Why, if this is Jesus' life, am I still experiencing conflict internally and often expressing it externally? Am I really saved? Is this really your life now? How does it seem like I still have so much control and able to make such horrible decisions? What is going on with this life? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I need to understand this. If it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives, then who am I? And why am I still struggling with things that are not Christ-like? Why, like Paul said in Romans chapter 7, verse 15, am I still struggling? For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. For what I hate, that I do. Is it Christ who is alive now and is experiencing fear that hinders him? For everything we do that is right or wrong comes down to fear. Fear is actually defined as worship or reverence. We reverence that which we fear the most. God said, though, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and soundness of mind. That the spirit of the fear of the Lord is what I should have, what I do have. For the spirit of the fear of the Lord cast out the spirit of fear. These are starkly different entities. One is of God, leading to perfect love, and one is not, dictating every selfish thing mankind does. But I struggle with the spirit of fear that is not of God. How can it be true that I no longer live this life? In fact, I have been crucified with Christ. I am dead. Christ is now the one living this life, yet it still very much feels as though I am very much living this life. What exactly is going on here? How can this be Jesus' life now? Sure does not feel like it. Could this be why? Could there be a struggle between the wheat and the tares in the field that I am? The parable of the wheat and the tares. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seeds in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servants said to him, do you want us to then go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first, gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn, but gather the wheat into my barn. So there are four things I discovered about this scripture that has brought me deliverance, greater faith in this being Jesus' life, hope, and love for God. Number one, the kingdom of heaven is in me, and I am this field the Lord has sown this seed into. Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 21. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Number two, the good seed is Jesus. Jesus has sowed the kingdom of heaven in me through my allowing him to plant in my being. Jesus is very much the kingdom of heaven sown in me. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 32, accepting his gospel and believing he is Lord is the kingdom of heaven in me. Here's Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29, the parable of the growing seed. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how, for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts the sickle, because the harvest has come. Mark chapter 4, verse 30 to 32, the parable of the mustard seed. Then he said, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it's sown on the ground is smaller than all the seeds on the earth. But when it's sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Number three, but while sleeping takes place, or another way of saying this is, while going about your life takes place, the seed grows whether we are aware of it or not. The kingdom of God will germinate within a person no matter what the person does. It does not need cultivating by human hands. The issue is that because neither I or the enemy can stop the kingdom of heaven from growing within me, what he, the enemy, will do is sow his own seeds so that there is conflict within me. As verse 26 of Matthew 13 states, but when the grain has sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. The thing about tares, they look very similar to wheat when both plants are young and still growing. It becomes hard to separate the two. Therefore, when both God's kingdom and the enemy's kingdom is growing, God in his goodness, not desiring that his kingdom be taken from me, will allow the conflict, which can be very troublesome to the field of a person's soul. This is why God says in Matthew 13, verse 30, let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them into bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Number four, God is allowing two kingdoms to grow within me. This makes sense. However, I must continue to trust in and wait on the Lord, for there is coming a day when these two kingdoms will be fully grown within me. And then God will send his angels to harvest all that is within me that is his and destroy all that belongs to the enemy. I just have to hold on. This revelation greatly assists me to go on, not beating myself up every day for how life is. It is Jesus's life, his responsibility. I have to believe that and just agree. But even this new life that I now live in Christ has its complications because there is a false existence seeking to remain intact. Jesus is not even removing it from his life in me himself. He is letting this false life coexist with his life. But eventually, the false life will be totally eradicated. God, I look forward to that day. Everything truly changes on that day. Lord, your will be done.